This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Well, the NFL, man, it was always my theory that the reason why NFL teams do OTAs and mini camps, spring and summer camps, is just so that they can get their players back into the building and back under their thumb, because too much idle time for these NFL guys seems to lead to some trouble. Step forward, Stephon Diggs. So he's back in hot water now after a video surfaced with him on a boat with three women and an unspecified pink substance. Mike Vrabel already dealing with a Stephon Diggs headache.
You didn't learn anything from the Giants and their boat escapades. Like, here's the deal with Stephon Diggs is this. Like, to me, hey, man, you're young. You got a lot of money. You're out there doing your thing. Like, I get that aspect of it, right? Off season, all those different things. But you just failed an intelligence test. Like, how are you letting people record you while you're being an idiot? Like, how in the world are you letting that happen? So that part to me is mind-boggling. And who would have thought something could have gone awry since he started dating? Who's the rap artist? Who's the rap artist girl that he is, the gal that he is dating? Who is, like, she's a super big star. Well, I can't ever remember anybody's. Nicki Minaj? No. Is that who it is?
Yeah. Don't start guessing, because you're this dig a deeper hole. So
yeah. So you're gonna look that up for me?
Yes, I will. I will.
Like, who would have ever thought that could go wrong? Cardi B. That's who it is. Cardi B.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been with hanging out or dating Cardi B, like on a yacht, all kinds of different women, and then they're all calling him daddy, like.
Yes. Yes. Daddy.
Like,
yeah.
And my next question is like, Mike Vrabel addresses it. Does Mike Vrabel have to call him daddy? Maybe right. Does he have to, like, hey, get daddy the ball, like to Drake May in the huddle. Hey, man, make sure you get daddy the ball in this position.
By the way, if you were a teammate of Stephon Diggs, how relentless would you be on him with the daddy jokes and the?
Oh, I'd be killing him. Like, everything, his locker. First off, I'm the first guy in the building, so
right.
The name tag would automatically be changed. It would just be daddy. As soon as he got the name tag in the locker, it'd just be daddy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then certainly would go after Stephon Diggs. Listen, you failed the intelligence test. That's number one. And number two, man, like, everywhere you go, you've worn out your welcome. And, you know, Houston, by all accounts, he was a model citizen last year, but he had the one-year deal in Houston. And, he tears his ACL, and it's not like they were fighting to bring him back.
Right.
I know in Minnesota they had, he was – unbelievably productive, and they said, we had enough of your shit. In Buffalo, you can say whatever you want. Everybody on the way out said, hey, man, great, but Buffalo ate a bunch of money to get rid of the guy. Like, at some point, at some point, you'll get to that point where your production doesn't outweigh the pain in the ass that you are. And eventually, once you hit that spot, then you're going to find yourself out of work. So we'll see. And, hopefully he goes into New England as a model citizen and plays his ass off and does all those things. But, man, this is a bad, bad way to start.
I guess it also speaks to New England's desperation to try to get anybody in there that they can to try to help Drake May, who I know you're a Drake May fan, but, the wide receiver room there is pretty thin. And so, they had to kind of roll the dice with Stephon Diggs and hope for the best.
Yeah, definitely. And listen, man, again, if you're talking about one-year deals or prove-it right. deals, and I don't know how long the deal he signed.
It's in basically a one-year deal.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're expecting to get the guy on his best behavior to do his stuff. Like, hey, listen, man, from a skill standpoint, dude is freaking awesome. He's awesome. I don't know if you've ever seen the video, though, of when he was in Minnesota and they went around the locker room who, like, with a guy that you would least like to date your sister or whatever. And there was zero hesitation. Every guy was like, Stephon Diggs, no way. Like, it was hilarious how much disdain they had for him when it came to the potential of, hanging out with your sister or dating your sister or whatever. So, it'll be interesting to watch because, like I said, man, and I've said this a million times, dude is unbelievably talented. Is an unbelievably good watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wide receiver.
Caleb Williams refuting an excerpt from a book that's come out that would indicate that both he and his father did not want Caleb to play for the Chicago Bears. He says that's not true. He's happy to be a Bear. Ben Johnson says he's working with Caleb Williams to try to improve his body language, that whenever something doesn't go well, apparently Ben Johnson feels that Caleb Williams gives off a bad vibe. You had a chance to talk to Ben Johnson. What's the latest with everything with the Bears and Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I think that if you watch the press conference yesterday, which was Wednesday, it was incredible. Like he sounds mature. He sounds like he's on top of things, right? Like he had questions about pulling an Eli Manning and not going to Chicago and all those things. And I think that has all been reported. He did that, he did that article, or that book. So like all that stuff is true. But he decided to go ahead and play for Chicago. And, so I think all those things, he talked about good, bad, indifferent, all the things that he went through last year, kind of that learning curve. But he sounded like the press conference was really good. He went for like 3.5 minutes before he even opened it up for questions and basically addressed all the things that were out there. So he definitely sounded like a franchise type quarterback, and I talk about this all the time, like commanding the room as a coach or as a quarterback matters. Like your ability to command a room and your ability to address the media and your ability to do those things matters, because if you can't do it in front of the media, you're certainly not going to be able to do it in front of your team meeting, right? Or in the huddle and all that kind of thing. So there is some gravitas to that, right? That stuff does matter. And like watching that press conference, and I watched the entirety of the 15-minute press conference, whatever it was, and it was impressive, man. He was really good in that. So then I reached out this morning, which is Thursday morning as we're doing this. This morning I reached out and just texted Ben Johnson. Go, hey, man, give me some insight into, not only this press conference, but what you guys have worked on and the things that have gone on here. And so Ben got back to me this morning and was like, hey, listen, man, he has worked his ass off. As a matter of fact, I'll just tell you what Ben said to me, which I think is – and I asked him, I said, listen, man, give me some stuff from a television standpoint.
Yeah, this is on the record
stuff. All right. Yeah. So worked his ass off, is definitely learning, receptive to any and all coaching. All right. So all those things to me are good things. They said we've highlighted several areas of improvement that he needs to focus on off of last year. Okay. Beyond just learning the playbook, because it's a new playbook, right? He goes from speeding up his pre-snap procedure. And so I think when you break the huddle, Mike, we're all, as players, right, we're all taking in, as we walk up the line of scrimmage, as much information as we can take in, right? You're taking that information in. You're kind of diagnosing what you see, what they are in. So for a quarterback, it's not only reading coverage, right? It's not only reading body language of the DBs. Hey, man, do I have a DB that's on, like, outside, that's on an outside shade, that's taking away outside leverage, which means what? You're trying to force a guy into the middle of the football field, right, which usually is going to indicate into a post safety situation, a one high safety look, right? So you're working leverage to funnel a guy where you want him to go because you know you've got help there. So you're taking away that outside edge, motions, you're all the pre-snap stuff, but all the way down to, hey, what front are they in? Are they in an over front? Are they an under front? Are they in an even front? Are they in an odd front? And what's the likelihood that we get? What kind of blitz do we get out of an under front versus an over front? What kind of, you know, what kind of things do they run out of these things? So speeding up that pre-snap process so you're not meandering up to the line of scrimmage, right, without actually taking in information. You're taking in that information to understand pre-snap what they're in, and then you want a pre-snap diagnosis and then post-snap confirmation. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we snap the ball, do they give me exactly what I thought they were going to give, right, me? So one of the things, and one of the reasons I always talk about Brock Purdy being a top-notch quarterback, is because I watch a dude that can get through a progression. I've seen him go from the front side of a progression all the way to the back side of a progression and get it to the fourth option in that progression in under 2 seconds. Hmm. And the only way you do that is pre-snap, you read it and you say, man, I got to eliminate this right off the bat. Based on leverage of the DB, I've eliminated that route. And then and before you even snap the ball, you've already eliminated the first two guys in your progression. So as soon as you snap the ball, you look at it and go, yep, I was right. Confirmation, right? I'm right. Bam, now I'm to three, and now I'm to four. Well, how do you get to four in under 2 seconds? You eliminate one and two right off the bat.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I think Brock does stuff like that that is just like next level, neck up stuff. And so that's what he's talking about when it's eliminate, you know, those things, have a better post-snap process, and then footwork. And one of the things you always talk about in the West Coast offense or any offense is you throw the football with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So your feet have to time up to the timing of the route. And so every hitch gets you to the next guy. So if your progression is 1, 2, 3, when you hit the top of that drop,
yep,
that's one. He's not open, or they take the coverage takes him away. You know, that next hitch, I hitch up. That's the next in the progression where that guy should be coming out of his break. And that's not open. I hitch up. It's mm-hmm. the next in progression. So how do your feet line up to your progressions? And all those things matter about getting the ball out on time. Caleb Williams took 68 sacks last year. I guarantee you he's probably going to cut that in close to half because they're going to run the ball more efficiently. They'll also run the ball in pure passing situations because Ben Johnson is the best, I mean the best, at creating a run game in pure passing down and distance situations. Third down and 6+, yep, you know, second down and 7+. He's a master at that. And a lot of times you run that stuff, it's twofold. One, you know you're going to get a great matchup, right, because they're going to be playing the pass, so you're going to get a great look to run it out of. And then two, if I'm going for it on fourth down, running on third down and 6,
right,
is not a bad play. Get me to fourth down and 2, and then I can operate from there. So anyhow, those are the things that you know, that I talked to or texted with Ben Johnson about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.